The Hidden Girls by Rebecca Whitney. Read by Kristin Atherton. The tapping has been going on for days now. It's coming from behind the sink in the downstairs toilet, where a walled-up recess runs under the stairs. Ruth puts her hand to the surface, feels the vibrations from the other side. A persistent banging, like someone's trying to get out. Tam, she says, with her mouth close to the wall. Is that you? Tap, tap, tap. Ruth tries to work out the code, but her thoughts are whirling so fast they won't land on anything tangible. Ruth and Tam always knew what the other was trying to say, though, communicating sometimes with just a look, a sort of telepathy passing between them. That's how it is with sisters, or how it had been with the two of them, right through to their teens, Ruth only a year younger. So close in age, people used to mistake them for twins. And now, after all this time, Tam's come and found Ruth. Clever Tam. Tap, tap, tap. Tap. Ruth puts her lips on the wall, lets the vibrations run into her. It's okay, Tam, she says. I think I understand. Another noise is coming from the lounge. Something else that needs Ruth's attention, although she can't grasp what it could be. She opens the toilet door to look. There, on the floor, in a Moses basket, is a baby. Oh God, Ruth's baby, Bess, she'd forgotten all about her. And the little girl is making the worst noise of all. Ruth puts her hands over her ears, squeezes her eyes shut, tries to balance her spinning head, but the crying is so loud it's inside her, filling her up to almost drowning. If Bess quietened even a little bit, Ruth would have space to think, only the baby never, ever stops. Tam would know what to do, though. Tam always knew how to sort things out. Behind Ruth, the tapping has become a thump, like Tam's beating her fist against the wall. All right, all right, Ruth calls back to her. I'll deal with it. In the kitchen, Ruth opens the utensils drawer and takes out the largest knife, the one she and Giles used to slice watermelon or carve the chicken for a Sunday roast. The knife is a single piece of metal from end to end, part of an expensive set given as a wedding present from Ruth's workmates. Ruth grips it, the cool handle almost painful in her burning palm, and she takes it back through to the lounge, where the baby's watery eyes follow her, little mouth wide and wailing, face a painful pink. Is she even mine? Ruth thinks. After the caesarean 4 weeks ago, Ruth was so out of it the surgeon could have passed her anyone or anything. An alien child, perhaps. Or the devil. Shh! Ruth tries to make her voice gentle, but the noise comes out spitty, and Bess's cry grows hysterical. Ruth wants to help this baby, she really does, but she's terrified to touch her because the little girl is so small that Ruth could crush her with one hand. Please, please just be quiet. Ruth edges past the baby into the downstairs toilet and slams the door, sealing the crying away from her on the other side. Above the sink is a shelf of moisturizers, nappy rash creams, liquid soap. Ruth clears them off with one swipe of her wrist, and the bottles scatter on the floor. Now she has the room she needs. She launches at the wall with the knife, paint chipping and flaking under the blade as it bites into the surface. I'm coming. Ruth's breath is ragged with the effort. I won't leave you this time, Tam. The wall is made of plasterboard, not brick, as Ruth had thought, and the dent quickly widens and deepens as she attacks it with a feverishness, elated that getting Tam out is going to be so much easier than she'd imagined. After only seconds,